This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. It is Monday, the 24th day of February. And just a reminder, Dan Bongino is the new assistant director at the FBI. Ha ha. Doesn't that have a nice ring to it? I can't believe it. The president Truth Social that yesterday, and it's now official. I guess he's giving up his broadcasting career. Empire to go and be a public servant, which is says a lot. He's going to be losing a lot of money to do that for sure. But he clearly has some goals, and we'll talk more about that for you coming up a little later in the show with our friend Jesse Jane Duff. Coming up next, we're going to get to our Real or Fake News quiz, and of course, we will talk to Griff Jenkins, our buddy from Fox News. He's going to make a special Monday morning appearance here because he's talking about the disarray in Washington, D.C. Like, they're shutting down buildings, they're moving some people out of buildings and moving other people in, and nobody knows exactly what's going to happen next. And we'll, I think it's great. We'll talk to Griff about that. He's covering that story for Fox News this morning. We'll get to him at the bottom of this hour. But just so you know, Kim St. Ange has a couple of vacation days today and tomorrow. She's off. She'll be back on Wednesday. Carl Middleman, Ethan, and Sue and I are here to hold down the fort until we get her back. So just so you know, saw a few questions on Facebook about that this morning. Remember, you can always download the podcast at 971talk.com on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We are happy to share that with you. 4 hours of broadcast every day that you can get on the podcast. If you miss a segment, go back there and check it out. Carl, right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
As the commander of Pacific Air Forces, a senior leader in our Air Force, and an African-American, many of you may be wondering what I'm thinking about the current events surrounding the tragic death of George Floyd.
Yeah, not really, but that was the former Joint Chiefs Chairman, General C.Q. Brown, who came out after the George Floyd case happened and wrongly indicted everyone. And there's a reason why he's no longer the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
For 4 long years, you had a president who put illegal aliens up in penthouse suites and beautiful hotels. Now you have a president who is stamping their ticket to Gitmo.
That's pretty direct. President Trump addressing the folks at CPAC over the weekend, and he's absolutely right. Gitmo is going to be pretty packed before long.
People in positions of great power tell us if we just violate your civil liberties a little bit, it's okay because we're trying to keep you safe.
It's important. It's important to have somebody in that position who can listen to your phone call on any given moment wanting to protect your basic rights.
My message to young men is don't allow this broken culture to send you a message that you're a bad person because you're a man, because you like to tell a joke, because you like to have a beer with your friends, or because you're competitive.
Yeah, there you go. J.D. Vance this weekend speaking out at CPAC as well. And I love that. That guy, he and Brett Kavanaugh, he liked beer. He still likes beer. And he wants you to know that if you like beer, that's okay. Don't let society try to tear down, try to emasculate men, continuing to emasculate men, I should point out. Hey, I should say shout out. Speaking of emasculating men, shout out to all of the young Girl Scouts I saw this weekend who have not abandoned Girl Scouts for the Boy Scouts, or formerly known as the Boy Scouts of America, now just known as the Scouts of America. But I've already gone down that path, which I think is just another ridiculous situation that has developed, that they raided the Girl Scouts because they were running out of money, which is kind of a shame. That's kind of off the point. Let me get back to what J.D. Vance said this weekend. He's like, listen, we're in a society where the goal seems to be to tear you down. And he's not wrong at all. I mean, I think back to this, and I pointed this out a couple of weeks ago, if you were listening, the soapbox that I did on the Boy Scouts. And the point was, if you go back and listen to or watch most sitcoms, I mean, think of sitcoms, King of Queens and all of the sitcoms that you liked so much, the point of them in many, many cases were soft, mealy-mouthed men who always took a back seat to the woman in the sitcom. Funny, not a bad thing. I'm not saying it's funny, but I also think that it's been very much intentional on the part of Hollywood through the years to portray men in that manner. Because it suits their end goal, which is to reduce your input on society or tear down anything you might think. J.D. Vance basically had that message for the folks at CPAC this weekend. Listen.
My message to young men is don't allow this broken culture to send you a message that you're a bad person because you're a man, because you like to tell a joke, because you like to have a beer with your friends, or because you're competitive. Our message, the cultural message, and I think the president's and mine is the exact opposite, but our cultural message is, I think that it wants to turn everybody, into whether male or female, into androgynous idiots who think the same, talk the same, and act the same. We actually think God made male and female for a purpose, and we want you guys to thrive as young men and as young women, and we're going to help with our public policy to make it possible to do that.
Yep, I believe that. You can see it in, first of all, determining and stating out loud that there are two genders. And with the president on Friday telling the governor of Maine to basically, I'll see you in court. If you're not going to follow federal law, that was one of the greatest takedowns I've seen in a long time. And it just shows you that Donald Trump really doesn't care who he's giving his message to. It was all 50 governors were in the room. Surprised he didn't call out J.B. Pritzker, who I assume was there. It was the governor's meeting. And he told the governor of Maine, listen, are you going to follow the law? She goes, we're going to follow state and federal law. And he goes, we are the federal law. And you're going to follow it, or you're also not going to get reelected ever again. It was pretty funny. All right, coming up, I told you we'll get to our friend Hans von Spakovsky. I mean, I'm sorry, our friend Griff Jenkins, looking at the wrong part of the rundown here, at the bottom of the hour. Coming up next, we'll get to real or fake news head-to-head this morning with Ethan. One of us will get to pick the music, Carl. One
maybe, unless I win, and then...
You playing this morning?
No, that'd be
that
insane.
That would be cheating, Carl.
Yes.
That would be rigging the primary, Carl. Come on, don't act like a Democrat. All right, we'll be back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in just a minute.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz. We do this every week around this time. And me, Carl.
Yes.
I get to tell the people in the studio headlines, and they have to tell me if they are real or fake. We did not have this last week because we were off while Ethan was here.
Not all of us.
No. Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks nice. For filling in, Heidi. Or we could have got Heidi in on
you
this.
You could have brought Heidi into it.
She's up.
Too.
Kim's off this week. Or, well, she's off today and tomorrow doing some family things, and she is not going to be with us. This is going to be Mark and Ethan head-to-head for bragging rights. Who will get to pick the music?
He's not going to take it easy on the music next time. He took it easy the other day because it was, what, Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it was Valentine's Day.
He was going to do death metal, and then all of a sudden, oh, I'm going to do 70s and 60s soul music for Valentine's Day.
I follow your lead. You always have a theme. So,
like, today is the 50th anniversary of Physical Graffiti. So at least once an hour, we're playing one song from Physical Graffiti. You'll hear Trampled Underfoot later today.
Oh, nice.
But let's talk about the headlines that I have right here for you. Ethan, since you won last time, let's get right to it.
Yep.
Real or fake, the first known use of OMG was in a letter to Winston Churchill. Real or fake?
Oh, I'm going to go
the
fake.
The phrase or the acronym? Like...
The phrase, the actual phrase. Oh, my goodness.
He said fake.
You say fake?
Oh, if it's the whole phrase, true. But if it's just the initial, like
it's
OMG.
It's the initials.
Oh, they use the... No, fake.
I say that's fake.
It's true.
It is not
it
true.
It is true. Look it up. Both of you, look it up. So that's
throw
zero.
Something at him.
I know. I'm like...
There's no way somebody in the 1940s was using that.
OMG. Mark Cox.
Who was it?
Who did it?
That's not what
irrelevant?
We're doing right now.
Oh, come on.
But it is. It's true. Look it up. Type in OMG.
Okay.
You know there are people right now pulling over, not driving, because you know that's illegal in Missouri to use your phone while you're driving. So pull over and look it up and tell Mark that he's wrong.
Mama K, put it in the Facebook chat. Let us know.
Mark Cox, real or fake? We all know that 1234 is the most popular PIN, which stands for personal identification number. So don't say PIN number, because then you're saying personal identification number. But real or fake, the second is 1111. Is that real or fake?
It's stupid, but I'll say that it's real.
Ethan Bright, real or fake?
I'm going to go real. Want to, but I'm gonna go real.
It's fake.
Come on.
It's actually 0000.
Oh.
But 111.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so
111 is in there.
That's number three.
Oh.
And then the fourth one is 1342, because you know they think it's still the first four numbers, they're just doing them differently.
Yeah.
And in the top 40 is 2580, which is just the middle ones. Straight down. And in Europe, they're different than in the United States because people use their birthdays. And over there, they do the
day first.
Uh-huh.
Dumb. So neither of you have a single one correct
yet. Sweet.
We're tied.
Yes.
You're tied at zero.
Great.
Where's
just like
Kim when we need her? Kim would be smart enough to pick the opposite of what the other person said.
Ethan Bright, real or fake? At any bar in the state of Utah, you can only buy one drink per person at a time. Real or fake?
Oh, I'll say that's real.
Mark Cox.
In the state of Utah,
you can only buy one drink per person at a time.
With the religious influence, that could be true.
So you're both staying with the same answer.
I know, right?
I thought he said fake.
No, he said,
I said
real.
I said it's real.
And you're both correct. It is real.
It is real?
It is
all
real.
All right, so we're still tied.
And also in Utah, they don't allow happy hour.
They don't want you to be happy? The Mormons do not like you to be happy.
Okay. Mark Cox, real or fake? Napoleon was shorter than I am. Real or fake?
Well, how tall are you?
I'll tell you how tall I am. I'm 5'5 and a half. Real or fake?
I'll go with real.
Ethan Bright.
I think it's fake. I think everybody says he's short, but I don't think he was.
Finally, we have a difference of opinion. And Ethan, you are correct. Napoleon was either 5'6 or 5'7. It's because of a British cartoonist drew him short because, you know, the French and the British were fighting with each other. And so they drew him short. They called him the Little Colonel, but that was because they loved him, not because he was short.
Interesting.
We should probably wrap this up right now.
Time-wise. You're up by one. Mark Cox, real or fake? A New York judge resigns after saying he can't be on a jury because he thinks all defendants are guilty. Real or fake?
A judge
resigned.
I'll go real.
Ethan Bright.
I was going to go real, too, so I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to go real.
It's real. So he got called for jury duty. And he tried to get out of it by saying, everybody's guilty. And they're like, aren't you a judge? And so he had to resign.
It's pretty bad when judges are trying to get out of jury duty.
Exactly. Yeah. You'd think that being a judge would disqualify
you. Yeah.
I guess not.
I mean, he might live in a different community than where he's a judge, I would guess.
Possibly. Ethan Bright, real or fake? An 18-inch pizza has more pizza than two 12-inch pizzas. Real or fake?
I am going to go real.
Mark Cox.
I'll go fake.
He's mad.
Because we need to be different.
Well, it doesn't matter. Because it's real.
Oh!
Winning. So, Ethan Bright, this Friday.
Yes.
You will get to choose the music again.
Nonstop Enya.
Enya. Why not?
Why?
Why?
I don't. He's kidding.
So if you cut up a pizza, an 18-inch pizza, you'll find out that there's more pizza than two. It's weird. If you ever see anybody do it, like Bill Nye, the Science Guy, did it and cut it up, there's more pizza. Get the 18-inch. Don't get the two 12-inches.
Interesting. But that's what the deal is always on, the two 12-inches.
Yes.
Yes.
That's how they get you.
That's how they do it. I know. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to our buddy Griff Jenkins and talking about some of the big changes going about in Washington right now. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is a real plan to send the savings that DOGE generates over the next couple of years right back into the pockets of hardworking Americans all across this country. They deserve it. It was their money in the first place, and they need a break.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, buddy. How are you? Thanks for giving us a minute this morning.
Hey, listen, a little bonus Monday morning, Griff Jenkins, as he shows up to work bright and early and ready to drink from the fire hose of news coming out of Washington. But we got a good story today. We're talking more about the border coming on the heels of Border Czar Tom Homan's tough talk at CPAC, the conservative conference here over the weekend. Tom Homan just laying in to the results and reality of what they've done and the battle that he's got now with sanctuary cities like Boston, saying he's going to bring hell to Massachusetts. But part of my focus, pertinent to your soundbite you just played there is we're going to hit on the fact that, you know, CBP is now going to take over the USAID headquarters in the famous Ronald Reagan building here, not far from the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Right.
And it's significant because it just shows, it's another sign of just a shift in priorities with this new administration. You know, President Trump, when he was on the campaign trail, made immigration and border crackdown his signature issue. And he's obviously delivered these results we see with crossings down over 90%. But yet the fact that you've now got a beefing up of CBP, taking over USAID, moving them out, is really showing not only can he deliver on a promise made, but he's delivering on a commitment to make sure that the border and the safety of the country that comes with an insecure border is not set aside.
Well, Griff, you know, I noticed that I haven't heard a single story yet since Donald Trump's been reelected and sworn into office about restricting or trying to limit money for a border wall. I mean, remember that was all the focus before. You won't get a dime out of us. We're not going to let you build this wall. That's silly. And now it just seems to be accepted that it's going to happen.
Oh, you bet it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting, too. Again, going back to this, you know, one might see it as you know, just a typical change of administration housekeeping with the CBP moving into the USAID headquarters. But, you know, DOGE, we're going to stay tuned later this week. I think it's Wednesday. I know that Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is the chairwoman of the subcommittee of the oversight committee, that is going to go into expose and give us even more just how deep the foreign aid undermined U.S. interest. And, you know, it's from the drag shows in developing countries to male circumcision in Mozambique and all the other stuff. Apparently, we're just scratching the surface. So that's going to be something to keep your eye on, and we'll all be shocked by it. And you know, over the weekend, on Saturday, I got into a segment, I was anchoring Fox and Friends weekend, filling in, and Rachel Campos Duffy was talking about, you know, what DOGE has done, and not to get off topic here, but you remember too, Mark, and those of us old enough can remember, you know, one example of this outrageous USAID spending was something that the great Rush Limbaugh in the 90s would get his fingers on, yes. And he was the first to really rail on it. And you had Newt Gingrich, then, you know, Speaker of the House, try and do something about it, but yet the status quo of Washington won. And, you know, it's worth noting, at least from the chair where I sit looking back on it, it seems this administration has done more in 30 days than all of Washington, conservative Republicans included, not necessarily fault of theirs, but they're included, they've done more in 30 days than was done in 30 years.
Griff, I haven't heard a word you said since you said the word circumcision in Mozambique. I'm just kidding. That caught my attention. I'm like, wait a minute. I heard the one about the condoms to foreign countries and you know, LGBTQ comic books somewhere in South America. I had not heard the one about the fact that USAID tax dollars were funding circumcisions in Mozambique.
I've got to look it up because DOGE has been tweeting it out, but I tweeted it over the weekend. Literally, it was like several million for medical male circumcision in Mozambique.
You
can't make that stuff up.
How does that further U.S. interests? That should be the first question. And if you can't answer that, then the money shouldn't be spent.
It doesn't, right? I mean, that's the whole thing. And, you know, it's worth noting, too, that you know, when USAID was stood up, they were stood up to basically exert what we call soft power, the U.S. democracy, you know, way of life, to try and put it to other cultures, other places, particularly in places where we could have security threats and we want to, you know, put democracy in places like Iran and North Korea and whatnot. But medical male circumcision in Mozambique, I can't see any connection that furthers our U.S. interests.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. So what are the shockwaves up there? I know it's not the story you're covering this morning, but with Dan Bongino, did that catch everybody by surprise?
I will tell you, in full disclosure, I'm quite good friends with Dan Bongino. We worked together quite a lot when he was at Fox.
Okay.
And then he went on to have his great podcast, which I don't think he's going to be able to keep doing.
No.
But I texted him this morning and said, congratulations, brother. I know you're going to do a good job. Just want to tell you congrats. And he said, thank you. I'm ready to get to work.
Now, what's
that going to be? The deputy director is usually the day-to-day guy. And, you know, we've heard so much about deep state people entrenched in these agencies. And we know that if there are any people that have been held over in their positions who, for whatever reason, show up at work and clock in with a focus on undermining the current administration's agenda and goals, Dan Bongino is going to find them and root them out and send them packing.
Wow. I mean, I thought I was shocked. I loved I played the bite from him from one of his last podcasts where he's still talking about wanting to find out more about what happened with the Steele dossier and Adam Schiff and who knew what and when did they know it. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I asked Hans von Spakovsky this morning from Heritage, legally, can they do that? Is there a statute of limitations? He said, generally, there's a 5-year statute of limitations on a lot of these crimes. But if somebody lied to investigators, there's no statute on that. So he could go back and maybe find something.
Well, he could, and it certainly wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't try to. And, you know, we'll find out, and you can bet your bottom dollar there would be legal challenges to it based on that very statute of limitations. But whether or not anyone is actually prosecuted, the American people still don't know exactly what happened. And they don't know what the truth is of all of it because it's never been fully laid out there.
No.
And this is an opportunity. You know, when Kash Patel, you know, goes sworn in, it's so significant that he said, look, we're going to be about transparency, accountability, and a return to the commitment to actual law enforcement, letting cops be cops. Bongino, by the way, just issued a statement to Fox moments ago saying, quote, I spent my life in public service, beginning with the NYPD and continuing through my time as a Secret Service agent working under both Republican and Democrat administrations. I've witnessed firsthand dedication and sacrifice of men and women in these agencies who serve with integrity and honor. This role is not about politics, he says. It's about professionalism, leadership, and accountability. So there's Bongino doubling down as well. And, you know, if whatever Bongino and Kash Patel end up doing, if it does restore the public trust in the nation's premier law enforcement agency, the FBI, then that will be a win for all Americans, regardless of your politics.
Very true, my friend. And I saw Pam Bondi say the other day that she had the Epstein list laying on her desk. I mean, you talk about shockwaves. I hope she's got a good security detail because if that ever comes out, go ahead.
I think it is. Yeah. I think much of it is. I mean, look, it wouldn't have gotten this far. And when I was anchoring, hosting with Rachel Campos Duffy, we played a clip back when she and Pete Hegseth and Will Cain were interviewing down at Mar-a-Lago Trump. And you know, Rachel Campos Duffy point blank asked Trump, will you release the JFK files? Yes. Will you release MLK? Yes. Will you release Epstein? And he said, yes. That one will take review because we don't want to impugn private citizens that are unnecessarily, you know, drawn into it. But I think by and large, we're going to see certainly a lot of it, if not all of it.
That's a great point. Griff, thanks for the extra time this week, my friend. We'll talk to you again on Thursday.
Buckle up, guys. Who knows what we'll be talking about on Thursday? It's only Monday morning. Get out of bed, and as Kilmeade says, get dressed.
Get dressed. Yes, sir. We'll talk soon, buddy. Thank you. Griff Jenkins there live up in D.C. this morning. I was glad we were able to grab him. Yeah, can you imagine? Yeah, we don't want to impugn the reputation of regular citizens. We know what happened on that island. If you ever visited that island, your friends and neighbors should know who you are. I'm sorry. I don't know who we're trying to protect here, quite frankly, but I get it from a legal perspective, maybe. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Jesse Jane Duff about 8:20. We'll talk to her about all this that's going on. And then our friend Matt Pauley, host of Sports Open Line down the hall there on Cam Wax, he's in Jupiter and anxious to hear what he's saying about how the cards are looking during this spring training and if any more trades or acquisitions might be in the pipeline. We'll be back.
Doge saves, as we believe, calculated by the Congressional Budget Office when this whole project is said and done next summer. For every $5, $1 goes back to the pockets of American taxpayers. Here's why. They sent their money to D.C. to be spent in America, not to be abused, not to be disrespected, and not to be defrauded. That $20 million to Iraqi Sesame Street, that money sent for a transgender opera in Colombia, all at the same time, Michael, that we have roads and bridges crumbling. We're losing 900 Americans every day to deaths of despair, alcoholism, and suicide. 8 out of 10 black American fourth graders are not even reading at grade level. This is pathetic. The Americans sent their money to be spent in America. They were defrauded. They were lied to. They now deserve restitution.
That is James Fishback. And he was on CNN with Michael Smirkonish this weekend, who has that smirk on his face all the time, and he just took him to school. Smirkonish's, we can't afford these $5,000 checks for all Americans. It was Fishback's idea. He's the investor, CEO of Azaria, I think it's called. He's the one that came up with the idea of taking a portion of this money and giving it back to the people and applying the rest toward toward debt reduction, right? Or deficit reduction. I don't know. I thought he explained it pretty well. We got a lot of priorities in this country. I am fine with not getting any money back from the federal government because they've had to borrow money to spend it on all this crap, and now we're paying a bunch of interest on that. I'm with the Dave Ramsey approach where you take every dime you can and you try to pay down your debt. And the United States is going to have to start addressing that at some point because it's going to get to the point where, like on a credit card, you're making the minimum payment. It's going to take you 10 times as long to pay off the credit card if that's all you're making. So I think the U.S. has a challenge here. I'm sure everybody would like to get $5,000 back in the mail for sure. I would probably just head right on over to the Rain St. Louis West and have a nice day. Actually, would have to check with my wife first. But I'd love to just head over to the Rain St. Louis West and buy a new gun or whatever your priorities are. Hopefully, maybe it's spending down debt. Maybe you've got a credit card you need to pay off and you apply the $5,000 to that, whatever it is you would do with it. But if this is the guy making that argument, it's Smirkonish is trying to push back on him. Go to cut 12, Carl, please.
At the end of the day, we've got to send the money back that is saved, just 20% of it. The other 80% goes down to paying the national debt and narrowing the deficit. To your point, yes, there has been a fraud against the American people, the Green New Scam, Ukraine, the migrant crisis. Their taxpayer dollars were sent abroad, were not sent at home, were not spent in America, not on healthcare, not on education. That ends with President Trump's leadership today. He is delivering on his promise of major government reform, Michael. The Doge dividend plan is bold Americans support it.
All right. I'm calling time on all of that. I appreciate your being here. I think we've each, I hope, made our respective points. Thank you.
Smirkonish got schooled and decided to cut the guy off. I'm calling time on this. I'm not letting you say what you want to say anymore because you're not agreeing with me. Basically, it sounds like is what was happening there. Good for him. I was unaware of this Fishback guy until I came across this bite yesterday and then realized that they basically got in a little bit of a shouting match. And the guy's like, look, we need to give some of the money back. I think he's right. What are we going to what else are we going to do with all of it? Now, here's the other bit of news. I should have mentioned this with Griff earlier, and I forgot to bring it up. But I thought this was fascinating. This was in Breitbart yesterday, Carl Middleman. Not only will Kash Patel be the FBI director.
I saw this.
He's also been tapped to run the ATF, according to Fox News, which based the report on two unnamed sources. The Associated Press reported that Patel will be the acting director of the ATF, crediting the information to a Justice Department official. The ATF went around Congress to introduce numerous regulatory gun controls during the Biden pregnancy. Presidency. Those controls included so-called ghost gun regulations and engaged in business rule, which is intended to expand background checks, and a ban on things like stabilizer braces for AR pistols. And you can imagine there's already a group of people, including Eric Burleson, who want to abolish the ATF. And I don't know where Patel stands on that, but I'd be a little surprised if he's not in agreement with all of that. It's under the umbrella there, so there's no reason why they can't still do the background checks and all of that without the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Bureau. I don't know. I'll have to rename my raffle if they get rid of it, but still, you know, I'm willing to do that for the people, for sure. All right, coming up, Jesse Jane Duff about 8:20, and we'll go live to Jupiter, Florida for Cardinals spring training and find out what's going on down there from our friend Matt Pauley. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.